Silikusa, that he also is a case like that. Somebody put outside the Meshus Rav Moshe says, Pselos Itzure Tamarim, the Pselos of the dates. He put it out to Meshus Ravim, and Ravad Barav said a test, whoever wants will come and take it. So Bishleim Ravad Barav Kishmaite. It's very good that Ravad Barav holds whoever wants to come and take it, because he holds Halacha Umarim Kain. The Halacha is like Rav, that Kolakarizim Behem Zocha, Bein Begufan, Bein Beshvachan. So it's good why he said it was Hefka. El Rav Huna, on Rav Huna Sakasha, Rav Huna before said Halacha, but the Ein Moirin Kain. We don't teach people to say you're allowed to go and take it away. So how come here he was Mafkarit? Leim Ahodabe, should we say that he had Karoti, he retracted from what he said before? Samara says no. I'll tell you here the case was Hanu Musrin Hevi. These people were warned already a few times. Rashi says, Shehis will come upon the Mabailim. They already warned the owner, don't put these pseudless, these bad things in the Rishus Rabim. So since he put these bad things, on my Rafuna, the case was Chushli. Somebody put pearled barley in the Rishus Rabim, and they warned the owner, don't do it. And he kept on doing it. So that's why here we said the Loch is, he was Mafkrit, that called a Kaidim Ben Zocha. Because the person did it a few times. But just by one time, then Taka Rafuna holds Halacha, the Ein Marim King. We don't teach people to do like that. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei Kidorin, two people holding like kedars or pitches, Shohayim Halchim, Zeachazir. They were walking one after another in Rishus Rabim. Venizkal HaRishon, the first one tripped. Venofel, he fell down. Venizkal HaShein HaRishon, and the second person tripped over the first one. So Halacha is HaRishon Chayiv Venizkal HaShein. The first one is Chayiv to pay for the damage, what happened to the second one. They were both carrying pitches, and the first one fell, and we'll see in the Gemara he didn't get up. So the second one fell over him. So the first one is chayim for the damage that happened to the second one. Omer Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, loy teima, don't say masisin Rabbi Meihi. You don't have to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Tiyo manisko fashayahu v'chayiv, that Rabbi Meir holds whoever trips. It's called you're at fault. You should have watched yourself not to fall. And therefore you're fashayahu, therefore it's very good in Mishnah. Why the first one is chayim for the damage of the second one? You don't have to say that. Elo afilu l'rabbonim. Even if you want to say, our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita of the Amri that says, Onesu, that if somebody trips, he's an honest, he's not at fault. Upotar, Vishas, honest, if you fall down and you do damage, you're potter. I'll tell you, Hochi Chayiv, but over here in our Mishnah, even the Rabbanan would agree, Yechayiv. You know why? Because here we're talking about, Shehoyu Lelamed Loyamad. The other person, the second person, didn't trip over you right away. He first tripped 10 minutes later. It means you had plenty of time to get up already. True, if when you first fell, right away somebody tripped over you, then you'd be potter. Because you were honest by you falling down. But there's a time upon you, you should have gotten up already. Since you did not get up, you still stood there, that's called a pesheya. Therefore, if somebody trips over you, and you damage them, you're chayev, it's called you caused the damage. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar, afilu teim aloi hoyu l'lamed. Even if you want to say, the person didn't have enough time like to get up, if you want to say he didn't have to get up, because he could be lazy, it's too much bother to get up, still, the reason why he's chayiv, even according to the Rabbanan over here, is because hoyoler lehizoyer, v'loy hizoyer, he should have warned the second guy. Like, even if you fell down and you want to take your time getting up, but when after a few minutes you realize you're on the floor, now you have to warn other people. If you see somebody coming carrying a pitcher, you have to warn the guy, hey, watch out, I'm on the floor here. And since you didn't warn him, therefore you're chayiv for the damage that you caused. Rav Yechonon and Omar, no, the Torah. If you tell me that he didn't have to get up, Suwadin doesn't have to warn the other person either. Because he's Torah, he just fell down, he hurt himself, he's busy taking care of himself. That's not a time to say he should have warned the guy. Either he should have gotten up, or else, if he holds, he doesn't have to get up, or there's not enough time for him to get up yet, therefore he's potter. There's also, the Talmud told you how much time passed by. Like there's time so you can get up. But Kozlaman, you can't get up. Rabbi Yechonon says, you don't have a tchiv, you didn't have to warn the other person. Because you're Torah, you're busy taking care of yourself. Tanan, we learn like this. Hoyo bal kerva rishon or bal chov yisachron. There were two people walking on the Shus Rabin. One guy is holding a long beam, and one guy is carrying a chov yis, a barrel. Now, nishpura chov yis b'kerva. The second guy that's holding his barrel went a little faster and bumped into the beam. So potter. The Baal, the first one, is potter, wasn't his fault. The second one bumped into him, therefore he's potter. What about the Imamad Baal Kaira? Let's say the first one, the one that's carrying the beam, stops in the middle of Shus Rabim, and then the guy in back of him comes Kereshing Intim, Chayiv. Then the first one is Chayiv. So the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about Shomer Lekatei? That the first one didn't do anything wrong. He just stopped for a second. Lekatei means to fix the bundle on his shoulders. Like the beam is carrying on his shoulders. He just wanted to fix it. It was like falling off. The Yorchayu, he's doing a normal thing. Uktani still says Chayiv. That the first one is Chayiv. The question is why he didn't do anything wrong. So here what you have to say is, to heavy lately he's Zoyer. He should have warned the second guy. Do you see a Svara like Rav Nachman, that he was supposed to warn the other guy? Gemara says, Loi, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, Kishomad Lopush. We're talking about here, the guy stood still to take a rest. And that's the Mishunah. That you don't do in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. That's why you're Chayiv. Gemara says, what do you want to say? Avulomad Lekata for my potter. So then it comes out, let's say the first guy only stood still for a second, just to fix the bundle on his shoulders, which is normal, then you want to say he'll be potter, he didn't do anything wrong. If so, add the Tony Sefer. Why do we have to have the Sefer that learns that says, the Yemom Aloy Lobal Chavis Amoid potter? But let's say the first guy warned the Chavis and told him, listen, I'm carrying a beam, and I'm stopping you, also stop. So then, if the guy didn't listen and kept on going, the first one's potter. That's mashma, that's the case where the first one is potter. The question is, what do you have to come up to such a case for? Lif log v'listna b'dido. Let's make a difference in the actual case itself, and say like this better. B'medavom amurim, when is it said that the first one, by stopping with his beam, he's chayiv, kishomad lofush? Only if he stopped to take a rest. That's not normal. That you don't do in the middle of a shesarabin, to stop walking to take a rest when you have your beam there. Avul omad lakatek, but if somebody just stopped for a second or two just to straighten out his bundle on his shoulders, potter, then it should be potter, because that's normal. Like, what do they have to say only if he told the guy that's when he's potter? So Gemara says, yes, it's a chiddush, because hokamash malon, this is what it's teaching us. The alpha gav the yomad lofush, even in the case where the guy taka stopped to take a rest, which is not normal, but still, ki ko'oma loy lobal chavyas amoid, if the first one told the second guy, told the balachavyas, listen, I'm taking a rest now, I'm standing here, watch out, don't come into me, potter, that's the chiddush. Even though you did something wrong, but if you warn the other guy, be careful, don't come, and he keeps on coming, then you're potter. Senechnam, you could be huadin, you stop lakatev, but it's all the bigger chiddush, even though you stop lofush, still you could be potter. Toshma, come up with another proof. It says, hakidorin v'yazagagin shoyom hachim zachazer. Hakidorin means people holding pitches, v'azagogin people holding glass. They were walking in Rosh Hashanah, and one in the back of another. Niskal Rishon, the first guy tripped. V'nofel, and he fell. V'niskal Hasheni Rishon, and the second guy tripped over the first one. V'yashlishi b'sheni, a chain, and the third guy tripped over the second guy. So what's the halacha? Rishon chayiv v'niskal sheni. The first one is chayiv for the damage that happened to the second one. Like you caused the second one to fall, you're chayiv. Now the second guy is chayiv for the damage that he caused the third one, because the third one fell over him. But v'yimachmes rishon noflu, let's say even the third one fell because of the first one, then rishon chayiv niskakulim. Then the pshat is the first one is chayiv for all the damage that happened. But it says clearly here, v'yim his hiru, ze'ezep turim. But if the first guy warned the second guy, and the second guy warned the third guy, then they're both potter. So my love, isn't it talking about even shlohoyulhem lamed, even in the case where he couldn't have gotten up? In other words, he fell, and right when he fell, he didn't have enough time yet to get up, but still the reason why he's potter is only because he warned the guy. So you see that you are supposed to warn the guy, even in a case where you can't get up yet, and you're busy, not like Rabbi Yochanan. The chur you see, there's still a time upon you, you should have warned him. The reason why you're chayiv here is not because you were supposed to warn him, but because we're talking about you had enough time to get up already. Since you did not get up, are you staying there? That's why you're chayiv. Therefore, if somebody now comes and trips over you, you're chayiv for the damage. Avo, but what do you want to tell me? Let's say he didn't have enough time yet to get up. He didn't have enough time yet to get up from his fall. My potter, then if the second one falls over the first guy, you want to say the first one is the potter, because we're going now, niskal is an onesu. The fact the first one tripped, it's not his fault. It's an onesu trip to fall. Ah, you should have gotten up. I didn't have enough time to get up yet. So in such case, you want to say it's potter, yochi, if so. Ah, the Tony Sefer, what does the Sefer say? M-E-Z-R-U-Z-E-Z-E-Potter, that if they warn one another, watch out, I'm on the floor, don't step over me. and the other guy falls over you, you're potter. What do you have to come into such a case for? Lift look will listen to the door. Let's make a difference in the same case itself. And rather we should say like this. When do we say the first one is chayy for the damage? The second one, shohoyilhem lamoy. When they fell and they waited there long enough that they should have gotten up already. And since they didn't get up yet, then they're chayy for the damage that happens. But let's say there wasn't enough time yet for them to get up. Then they'll be potter. Like, what do you have to say? The case is they warned the other one, say better. Even in the case where he didn't warn the second guy. But if the first one just fell, and right away, before he had enough time to get up, somebody else tripped over him, he's still potter. So Mar says, true. But Hokamashmalon, this is what I want to teach us over here. That there's a case that you're potter, that the Fagav Dohoyilahem Lamoy, even if we're talking about you fell already half an hour ago, so you had enough time to get up. Still, he is hero there, Zepturin. You should know, but if you warn the second guy, watch out, I'm here. Watch out, and the guy doesn't watch out, you'll also be potter. So telling us the Chiddush, not only if the second guy trips right away before you can get up by your potter, but even in the case that you should have gotten up already. You're there a half an hour already. But if you warn the guy, still your potter. Omar Rava says like this. You should know, Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni Bein Beniske Gufe Bein Beniske Mamoine. What happened here? One guy, Reuven, tripped. And then Shimon tripped over Reuven. So Reuven is chayiv for Shimon's damage, whether it happened begufa to his body, or whether it happened to his mamainai. Let's say Shimon was carrying a pitcher, and when Shimon tripped over Reuven, Shimon broke his pitcher also. So Reuven has to pay for both. Reuven has to pay for the damage that happened to Shimon's guf. Shimon's body also broke his leg, and he also has to pay for the broken pitcher that he caused. Now Shani, when Shimon now fell on the floor, so it says if Levi fell over Shimon, Shimon has to pay for the damage of Levi. The second one is chayav for the third one. But here already, Sheini chayav v'niske shlishi v'niske gufay. The Sheini, the Shimon is only chayav to pay Levi for the damage that happens to his body. Avolay v'niske m'maynay. But not for the damage that happens to Levi's kalim. If Levi was carrying a glass, and when Levi tripped over Shimon, Levi broke his glass, for that, Shimon does not have to pay. The second one does not have to pay for the damage that happened to the money of the third one. The question is why? What's going on here? Why? What kind of svar is that? If you're going to tell me the first one that fell, or even the second one that fell is called a Pashayahu, that's your fault. Why did you fall? You should have watched yourself. So, Sheini Nami L'chayiv. The second one then should also be Chayiv when the third one fell over him. Because he's a Pashayah. Who did the Chorus of Kasha? Why is even the first one Chayiv then? The second guy is a Pesheya, so why is the first one Chayiv? Now, Kofar Gemara is a Kasha, Sheni Narmal the Chayiv. If you call the Pesheya, but just like the first one is Chayiv Bakulam, the second one should also be Chayiv, both Peniska Gufi and Niska Mamaynai. In Niska La Pesheyu, Elamai, we're going now according to the other Svara, the Rabbanan Svara, that if a man trips in the Rosh Hashanah, he's not at fault. He didn't have to watch himself where he's going. He's not a Pesheya. If so, Afilu Rishon on the Lifter. So even the first one also, when he fell down now, and then the second one falls over him, why is the first guy chayiv? It's not his fault. If you tell him we're going now, niskal laf v'shayah. So what should be the difference? How come Rava says that the first one is at more at fault, more than the second one? The first one has to pay for the second one's damage, both begufi and b'mamaynai. And the second one only has to pay for the third one's damage, begufi, and not for his moment. What should be the difference? The Gemara says like this, what you have to say,